This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. We're on location today at the Regional District of Fraser Fort George office on George Street in downtown Prince George, British Columbia. Joining us is Hilary Erasmus, who is the manager of communications and culture here at the Regional District office. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. It's local government election season here across BC, so municipalities, cities, towns, and regional districts are all hosting elections, and the nomination period for the Regional District of Fraser Fort George has opened. Is this correct?
It has, yes. The nomination period started yesterday on Tuesday, September the 1st, and it will be open until Friday, September the 11th.
So if you are interested in running for office for the regional district, the nomination period is open, and it is also currently open at the City of Prince George until September 11th. Now, when I said that, some people might be confused. Wait a minute. Like, I live in and around Prince George. Who am I voting for? What am I doing? Who am I running for? Am I running for the City of Prince George? I'm running for the district. What's a regional district? Hilary, could you please explain what a regional district is as opposed to, say, the City of Prince George? And I know things will get a little complicated because there are some things that overlap.
Definitely. Well, let's keep it simple. If you live within the municipal boundaries of the City of Prince George, you'll be voting in the City of Prince George elections. In some of our communities and electoral areas surrounding the City of Prince George, like Electoral Area A, which is Salmon River Lakes area, so the communities of Salmon Valley, Ness Lake, Chief Lake, there is an electoral area representative or director that those residents will be voting for. In the Regional District of Fraser Fort George, we have 7 electoral areas that span from up north of Mackenzie down to Hickson on the way to Quesnel, from our Beverly area in the west, all the way east to the Alberta border.
So this is a rather large region. You described it, it heads off to the Alberta border. It goes north, it goes south. It's not just Prince George. It's a bigger world out there. But some of our city representatives, some of our elected city representatives on city council and the mayor, for example, also are involved in the board of directors here at the Regional District of Fraser Fort George. What's up with that?
Well, the regional district is basically a federation of the electoral areas that we described, you know, A through H without B, as well as 4 municipalities, City of Prince George, Village of Valemount, Village of McBride, and the District of Mackenzie. They come together as a federation on this board to handle issues that transcend municipal borders, things like solid waste management, 911 communications, emergency management services. There are many services that are not just delivered within a municipal boundaries. They affect all residents within our region, and so the board then is managing those.
So some of our elected officials within the City of Prince George end up, you know, being involved within the regional district because there are important services that are delivered to both the residents of Prince George and residents of Fraser Fort George Regional District. You mentioned waste disposal, compost, as being one of these overlapping areas. Do you want to describe it just a little bit about how that works or why that would be included in both the city and the regional district, Fraser Fort George? These are technically separate governing entities, but it is a service that people access as residents of Prince George and as residents of the greater regional district of Fraser Fort George.
Correct. What a resident in the City of Prince George would see is a curbside residential garbage pickup or solid waste pickup from the City of Prince George. The City of Prince George then takes that waste to Foothills Boulevard Regional Landfill, which is a service of the regional district of Fraser Fort George. That is the same kind of service that you would see in some of our smaller municipalities like the Village of McBride. And then residents who live in our electoral areas, they have access to our transfer stations. So Westlake Regional Transfer Station, Chief Lake Transfer Station. And then those transfer stations, as is stated in their name, they transfer that waste to Foothills Boulevard Regional Landfill, where everything is sort of centralized and can be dealt with most effectively.
So instead of having a dump for the city of Prince George and a dump for electoral area A, C through F scattered across the entire boundary, there are probably more than one landfill, but we try to reduce the amount of these areas throughout the district. We can consolidate in this instance. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes. Foothills Boulevard Regional Landfill does handle the majority of solid waste and services for our region.
This is a little tangential. Any idea what kind of a kilometer radius or whatever that our landfill here on the edge of town services?
Well, what I can share is that, you know, waste from the Robson Valley is transferred here to Prince George. The facility in Mackenzie is a select waste landfill, so it does receive some product, and some is transferred through to Foothills as well. So it's a pretty broad range for Foothills. It does definitely service the majority of the regional district.
It sounds like quite an operation.
Definitely, yeah.
And this is just one of several services that the regional district provides.
Yes.
So elected representatives for the regional district would be different from the city of Prince George. As we discussed earlier, there is some overlap, but where do things become distinct? For example, if I was living in Pineview or Beaverly on the edge of Prince George, would I have a separate candidate to vote for compared to the residents of people living within the municipal boundaries of the city of Prince George?
Yes, you would. So in your example there, Beaverly, the community of Beaverly outside of the city limits, so basically from Hartman Road West and East Beaverly Road, there is a director for that area that is for electoral area C, which is Chilaco River, Nechaco, and so that encompasses Beaverly, Mud River, West Lake communities, and also Myworth. And so we have a director there, and in city limits, the city of Prince George is able to appoint four members of their council to serve on our regional district board. So there is different representation for a city of Prince George resident versus an electoral area resident.
And I've got a question for you as the communications director. What have you spent a lot of time communicating out, you know, as messaging from the regional district to the people of the world, or any of those things as yet unresolved?
So in just general regional district operations, we've really been focusing on some emergency preparedness at the beginning of the summer season. Our emergency management team participates in a lot of activities in partnership with the city of Prince George for like the Be Ready event that happened in March at Pine Center Mall. Emergency management and emergency preparedness is a big focus for our organization. So far this wildfire season, we've been, I don't even want to jinx it, but we've been incredibly lucky compared to the rest of the province. So, you know, that's definitely one of our key messaging campaigns that we like to get out there. So being prepared for any type of wildfire or natural disasters. Also, we'll probably be coming out a bit more with some Fire Smart campaign messaging this fall, so residents can see how they can make their properties as resilient as possible to wildfire. There's a lot of great work that you can do in the fall, easy work that you can do on your properties to help reduce your risks. We always have quite a bit of communication out with our transfer stations and landfills. You know, that's a key service that affects all residents within the regional district, whether it's operating hours or the new Recycle BC campaign and services that are available at a lot of our transfer stations. And we also actually operate recreation facilities in the Robson Valley. It's a little different to the model here in the city of Prince George, where the city of Prince George is the recreation center provider, but the regional district provides services in McBride and Vail Mount for their two arenas, so that's definitely a focus for our team. And gosh, I mean, we have almost 100 different services that we provide to residents of electoral areas. There'll be certain areas of electoral areas that require certain services, and you know, maybe it's street lighting for a certain community or water or sewage for another community, and then it's really what the community requests, and then we deliver. So we have quite a varied team.
So it sounds as though there are several issues that the city of Prince George has in common with the regional district of Fraser Fort George, you know, street lighting, storm and sewer, et cetera, et cetera. It's just simply servicing a different geographic area, but a lot of the issues are very similar. That's interesting to me. Where can people vote come election day, and where can people find out who's running in their area?
All of the information will be on our website as it becomes available. So that's rdffg.ca/election. And as of all of the declared candidates will be posted as of September 11th. Locations as well in areas where there will be an election. In the past, we have had electoral areas that don't have an election called. The candidate is acclaimed. And so that is also still to be determined. So as soon as we know an election is required in an electoral area, then the information and the location will be posted for people to find out.
Typically, voting locations are located within the communities.
Yes, typically they would be public buildings within the location. So a school, a community center, yeah, that type of thing.
If you live in Vail Mount, you will not be required to drive into Prince George to cast your ballot.
Correct.
Okay.
For any residents of electoral areas who are interested in running for a director position, they have until Friday, September 11th at 4 p.m. to submit their nomination documents. And then the candidates will be declared that day for all of our electoral areas. And so residents will be able to go online to rdffg.ca/election and see who has submitted their papers to run. And the next couple of noteworthy dates are that advanced voting day for voters is on Wednesday, October the 7th in the regional district. The city of Prince George does have different days. So if you're residents in the city, you know, look at the city website for advanced voting opportunities. And then the overall general voting day for the municipal elections in BC is Saturday, October the 17th.
Earlier, you mentioned that the regional district of Fraser Fort George is sort of a federation of smaller communities with boundaries that make up this regional district. Is that unique to our area, or is this something that's spread across the province?
No, it's not unique. British Columbia is actually divided up into 27 regional districts. So regional district of Fraser Fort George is just one of those. So across the province, this is the structure that municipalities and electoral areas work together on to provide regional services.
We talked earlier about why there is some overlap in representation. There are directors here at the regional district of Fraser Fort George who serve on the city council of the city of Prince George. The mayor of Prince George is typically involved as a director here at the regional district office. But if I lived, I don't know, at the far edge of our regional district, you know, maybe I'm like really close up against the Alberta border there. You know, what advantage is there for me that there's City of Prince George directors in the municipal district? How could I, out on the far edge of the municipal district, influence things like that and who sits there? Maybe I really don't like someone who's on the director boards, or maybe I really want someone to represent me there, you know, from the City of Prince George or something like that. What influence can I exert?
Well, your direct influence would be through your electoral area director. So the services that the regional district of Fraser Fort George provides at a regional level are for the benefit of residents across the region. They're things that don't necessarily stay within electoral area boundaries. If your example of this resident, you know, in what you're describing as electoral area H, Robson Valley Canoe, if that theoretical resident has concerns about things that are directly impacting them, it's very likely a local service. And there will be ways for them to provide feedback through community consultation committees, through their electoral area director, so that those services are representing the needs of those residents. And then when it comes to services that are region-wide, the collective board made up of electoral area directors and directors appointed by the municipalities are to work together as a federation on the benefit of all residents.
The channel that is most typically open and available is naturally the elected director for that region. And that is who we as people are going to be selecting come voting day, Saturday, October 17th. So I guess if we want to get involved or we have specific ideas, get active, pay attention who is running in your location. And, you know, if you really want to make a difference, you yourself can run. That nomination period closes September 11th. Speaking with us today at the regional office of Fraser Fort George's office in downtown Prince George is Manager of Communications and Culture, Hillary Erasmus. Hillary, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ian.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.